So, here it is. Remind me, what do we need to check today?
I think we checked everything.
We're all caught up on the...
You were just about to start the new story.
Yes.
So we were out of time because you forgot to give us lunch. Because we were so...
Page.
Page 11, chapter 11.
Chapter 11, page 61.
No, I didn't read the book with you yet.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We did not read this story.
So what was you? Oh, you didn't have homework for today?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
So when took homework?
It was just to finish.
Our journals to do Nephal, to do that. Yeah.
The future of Nephal.
So you do Nephal?
We did future
of just the chart.
Ah, you were supposed to record, so I got some recordings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I did. So can I ask you a question about this translation yet? Or
yes, ask your
question. Okay, page 262.
But we didn't do this yet.
Ah, wait a minute. Did I ask you to read? I didn't ask you to read ahead. No.
You told us to record something from this next chapter.
From this story. From the one before.
Hold the chat. Okay, so.
We always record from what we're familiar with.
I actually read the story about six times, pointed and unpointed, just to get the...
It is an amazing story. You need to
do that. I did that before.
I've studied the story before. So
I mean, I did that with the preceding story. I read it ahead. It's like not a bad thing to do.
Okay.
Especially for us.
Okay.
Okay.
Meeting.
Okay.
So this is vocabulary for the story.
Okay.
Should turn it upside down so it's not short.
Okay.
Keep it too.
Nahon, Binyan,
Pia.
So how can you say they were honored?
Him.
They were honored.
Kibdu
is they honored somebody else.
Yes.
Can?
Would be
Kibdu. We are respecting someone. Anachnu mechabdim et hanasi Obama. Okay, we have respect for him. Okay, mechabdim.
Nasi.
Okay.
Nasi.
I thought
it
meant Nabi.
No Nabi.
No Nabi. No way. Odlo.
הם כיבדו את הנשיא אובמה, אוקיי? אז הנשיא אובמה כובד.
כובד.
כן? הוא כובד והם כובדו. כן? הם
כובדו.
They were respected. How do you say the honorary?
Oh, that would be turning it into a gerund. So
no gerund.
Not gerund. Into a
participle.
Oh, participle.
Mechubad, mechubedet, mechubadim, mechubadot. Mechubedet, honored. Mechubadim, mechubadot. Okay?
So this is respect?
No, I
have to do with respect?
A few weeks ago, you had promised to give us, which you haven't yet.
What?
Oh, dear.
The little things that turn verbs into nouns and adjectives. Is this it, or most of it? All the mem parts are the ones that do it.
Yes, of course, all the mem parts. All the parts
of the own and some other things that would create verbs and adjectives out of, I mean, verbs and nouns out of adjectives.
No, adjectives
nouns
that are created.
And adjectives out of verbs. Is this it?
Yeah, this is it. This is one of them.
So
every verb does it. Every participle does it.
Yeah.
But then there are some...
You were thinking of doing the noun, kind of noun morphology.
Yeah, like for instance, how you make a diary out of a day.
You wanted suffixes. Okay. You wanted in the noun system.
Yes. You were going to do that.
It's okay. There is time for that.
You didn't write it. I didn't just reiterate.
Okay, mechubad.
Mechubad is the...
The respected one. Is the respected one. Yeah?
Right. Though here, they define...
It's bien.
Do as respected. So...
But that's... No,
as
that's
a verb. As
it's a verb, active verb. Yeah, the English is causing you trouble, not the Hebrew.
No, I know. It's... But, okay.
What kind of a form is this? Garesh.
That's a papa. It's a papa.
Daber.
Is it daber? Pa'al?
That's P.L.
So the P.L.
Yeah.
Oh, the Garesh in the Gimel.
That's Beget Kefi.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And?
It's the only thing that you can say.
So what kind of a form is this?
Form.
Yeah, that's PL.
Yes.
Avar, Ove, Ati, Tzivui. If the Avar is Tachliot Geresh. Right? D. Ber. Geresh, because the Gesh Forte drops here.
Yes.
Huh? Is it? Hazelo Avar, cannot be Avar. Tzivui, absolutely. The Ber. Kick him out. Kick it out. Kick out. Can? To kick out, get rid of something.
Yeah, the root is...
Remember the Inquisition was called what? Gerush? We talked about Gerush Sfarad. And when someone gets a divorce, it's called Geru in Beit Din, Gerushin. Right? In Beit Din we have not only Chatuna, but also Gerushin. That's a divorce in the court system. Okay. Funny, I should go there. Nouns. No. In the restaurant, hem nifredu, in nifreda, the noun. Reida. Shvua. Ani nishba. From Sheva. Yeah?
Oh, it is
from Sheva. Betach, is an oath, a swear. It's an oath, a swear. Se'ara. Se'ara.
Oh, is this a storm?
Almana is a widow.
Yes, fascinating.
Feminine. Alman is the masculine, almana is the female. Okay? Puta. Puta is a nickel. It's the smallest coin possible in the money. Okay? Everybody knows neshama, am I right? Elohai neshama shenatata avi neshama. Everybody knows neshama?
Yeah.
In Hebrew today they use it in a colloquial way. Neshama sheli, my dear soul. Yeah? Or in the opposite, right? Or gute neshama, it's from Yiddish, right? And then you have, in a sarcastic way, he's such a good neshama, like he's such a good soul, and you mean exactly the opposite, right?
Right?
Right. Neshama tovam. Okay. We have all that. You need to know how the language is being used, you know? I don't want you to be naive.
So this famous writer, Neshama Levote, no, I can't say
Neshama
that.
Neshama is a soul, and from that you have the positive and the negative, okay? It has both a connotation.
But it's also a woman's name or a man's name, isn't it?
Neshama is a name.
Oh, okay.
I haven't met people, girls by the name Neshama.
Yeah.
Now, but you have Neil Neshama. The Yurtzeit candle is called Neil Neshama. What? The soul candle. It's called soul candle. Neil Neshama. It's the Yurtzeit candle. When somebody dies and you light a candle, you know, every year on the year you light a Yurtzeit candle to remember the year, the date.
For the outside?
For the outside,
yeah.
So we light Ner Neshama. Because we remember the soul, that's all that's left.
We don't call it that in English. That's such a nice thing to call it.
If you buy, next time you buy, you know, Holocaust Memorial Day coming up, all the shuls are sending home Yurtzeit candles. Look, it says Ner Neshama.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If you buy one in the glass, it says Ner Neshama, right on in the candle. For the it's in a construct for masculine, so you don't see, right? It's singular, so we don't see that it's construct. Ner Neshama. Okay. This one, Ritzpa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, floor, any type of floor. Ritzpa. Lo adama, but ritzpa, because it's paved. It's some kind of paving, even if it was carpeted, and only carpeted. Okay? Zot ritzpa. Everybody knows menucha.
Yeah.
Machar Shabbat, Shabbat, menucha, rest. Huh? And who remembers Baal?
The master guy, right?
Baal Habayit. Remember the story we had?
Yeah.
The owner of the house and the money, book two?
Yeah.
Right? Baal Hamalon.
And also the god. Baal.
Baal Elon.
Yeah.
It's the god.
What is it? Baal Hamalon?
Baal Hamalon is the owner of the hotel. Malone.
Oh, I was thinking.
But that's okay, it's a story. No. Milon. That's Milon versus Malone. It's okay. Bad. Okay.
So why do they say Baha Teshuvah?
I love that. Baha Teshuvah. So why do you think they say, what is Teshuvah?
Return.
A return or an answer. Remember, I ask a question and I give you, you ask questions, I give you answers, or I ask questions, you give me answers. Shoel, lechol she'ela yesh tshuva. So Baal Teshuva is considered someone who is seeking answers. And it comes from shuv, to return, because you're returning to your sources, to your roots. And Baal Teshuva is because you own it, you chose to do it. No one can take it away from you until you decide you don't want it anymore. So you know, there are many Baal Teshuvas who are making she'ela again.
They're returning back out of the
Baal Shuvah. Exactly. They turn out of a teshuvah.
Well, it was a mikvah.
So
there
they
for
say
a while.
You have Baalei She'ela. And they,
yeah.
It's a.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's okay.
Mi shechozer b'tshuva, gam chozer b'she'ela. Unless it is something that's ingrained in the family for generations, if out of the blue someone decides to be a Baal Shuvah, they say chozer. Someone is chozer.
Mm-hmm.
Is return b'tshuva, right? Chozer b'tshuva is return, going back into tshuva, and then they say chozer b'she'ela. Had a change of hearts. Returned with a question.
Sha'al
a question.
Okay, I couldn't hear what you said.
B'she'ela.
Does that mean became not religious?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is someone who. Got out of being, or there was, there is actually a lot of literature by now. You know, in Israel there was a huge wave of Baalei Teshuva.
Mm-hmm.
So there is now a lot of psychological research about the process of becoming Teshuva people, and then those who returned in She'ela,
mm-hmm.
you know, are reporting to, they need, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance that's involved. So they're going to therapy, and it's heavily being researched now, and there is plenty of research now.
But are those, does that refer only to people who were first about two of us who were not,
yeah, because
didn't
otherwise,
grow up religious?
No.
If a religious person, generations of being religious, becomes unreligious, you would not use that term?
They do use it.
They do.
It's really interesting, but it is very rare.
For that to happen?
Because, you know, when that happens, they sit on them shiva. They're not, yeah, cheren. They sit on them shiva as if they are dead. Verbs, nouns, adjectives.
Wait, is that ba'al b'tshuva? I can't read that one.
She'ela. B'she'ela. Chozer. The term is chozer b'tshuva, chozer b'she'ela.
I can't read the b'tshuva.
Yeah, I just made an abbreviation because the whole word is here.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you read the b'she'ela?
Yeah,
okay. Good question. Thank you. It's very politically correct to explain that. Okay. Mukhan. Inneni mukhan umzuman. Inneni mukhan umzuman. Inneni mukhan umzuman. Mukhan, ready. Prepared.
Ready. Prepared? A prepared person?
Yeah, I'm prepared. Mukhan, ready.
Yeah.
So is this an adjective?
I love that question. This is a group of words that we are using in our story as adjectives. But is it a verb? It is a participle of huf'al and not hu'al, because the move is on the prefix. Mukhan.
It's huf'al, so that would be
Kavan.
Leachin. Remember, leachin is to prepare salat. Leachin shiur bayit. Leachin, and here is mukhan. And when I say atem mevinim, and I will say zemuvan, is it clear? Is it understood? Zemuvan. Oy zemamash muzar. Strange.
That's from Zor.
Zeken?
Zar.
Zar.
Ken? Zemizar?
Zem Yud.
Okay. Ken? Muzar. Muzar. Strange.
I saw in it the Zar, the stranger.
Nahon?
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Now that's never written with those.
That's hufal.
No, I know that. Oh, right, because
no,
it's a different
this
sound.
One. This one. Remember that this is Ein Vav Yod Nun.
No, I used to.
So these are participles. But here, tell me, what is this? Nesu'im.
Nesu'im is the...
Being married.
Being married. What kind of a form is this? I told you these are all adjectives. It's in the under adjective usages, but you already know that all of them are some kind of participles. Really?
So
these are all the big Hufal, and what's this?
So I think that's a mitzvah.
What's the root?
Well, let's see.
Nasa.
Here is your clue.
Yeah.
Nasa is the root. So what is this?
It's a past participle.
What is it?
It's past participle.
Yeah. I didn't hear.
Past participle.
Passive participle.
Oh, was married.
Passive participle. Like... Sagur, Sgura, Sgurim, Sgurot. Nesu'im, kmo Sgurim. A'u, passive participle of Pa'al. A'u, Benoni Pa'ul. Benoni Pa'ul. And remember I told you that the Beinoni Pa'ul uses an adjective. So this is a special one because when you talk about a man, the man is Nasui. Mm-hmm. He is married with a yod. But the female, Nesu'a, she is married. So you see there is a switch between Lamed Aleph and Lamed Yod that was ingrained in Rabbinic Hebrew. Okay? Nesu'im, Nesu'ot.
Is that an adjective or a noun both? The nasui.
It's a passive participle. And passive participle is used as an adjective.
But not as a noun. You don't use it meaning the married one.
You can.
But it is. That's an adjective.
So it could be used and
you can,
as a noun.
But this is unusual.
So I just explained a bunch of stuff. This ui ending has been coming up a lot.
Banui,
bashana,
ba'a b'Yerushalayim, bashana, ba'a b'Yerushalayim ha'bnuya. Banui, bnuya. There it stays yod.
Okay.
The benoni pa'ul is a really funny thing in lamed yod. In lamed aleph, because of rabbinic Hebrew, it's being confused.
And this is what binyan is this nesui?
Pa'al.
It's just pa'al.
Pa'al. Oh. Only pa'al has a passive participle.
It's a man.
Wait, does nesui have a dot under the yod?
Look, I emphasize that it's a yod. It's nothing.
A yod with nothing under it.
Nesui. But you know we have ui at the end, so you need to pronounce the yod. Ui. Nesui.
Right, it came up in the what I read on Megillah, Goy, I think it was.
Goy?
No, it wasn't Goy. It was because the research was Louis. I'll look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you say Nesu'im?
Nesu'im are married. Beta.
Ha'ul.
The plural. Benoni Pa'ul, plural. Because Benoni Pa'ul has four forms, just like every Benoni. Masculine, singular, feminine, singular, and the plural.
It's just, it's Hovel of Pa'al.
Yeah, it is the passive Hovel of Pa'al. Right, it's the passive one that is used only as adjective, or 99% of the time it's an adjective.
Hmm.
Are you following me?
Kind of. Not quite following the
dessert. Okay, let's go back to Sagur.
Right.
Ani soger et adelet. That's a regular hove. Soger, sogeret, sogrim, sogor. Pa'al.
Yeah.
Achshav hadelet sgura. The door is closed.
Yeah.
Achon? Sagur, sgura, sgurim, sgurot. Is a passive participle. Hachalonot sgurim, hadlatot sgurot. Hakolej sagur. As opposed to nisgar nifal, נכון. הקולג' נסגר ב-10 בלילה. The college is closed at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, regular basis. Okay, is being closed.
I need to see this one.
You need to see that.
Yeah, because I am again confusing the different. Nifal versus the different passive forms, I guess, and it just it depends on what verb you're using.
Okay. So.
It seems like I think I'm missing a form here.
Binyan Pa'al.
In Pa'al.
Let's go this way. All the Binyanim have what tenses? Ava.
Right.
Ava. Ove. Because we call it Benoni.
Right.
Atid, Sibui, Shem Poal, or Makor, infinitive.
Yeah,
for Shem Poal.
Except that some of the Binyanim don't have all those.
Right, so now let's go and say Pa'al, all of them. Pa'al has all of them plus Benoni Pa'ul. And it is the inner passive of the binyan.
Okay?
It's the inner passive of the binyan.
Inner
passive. Which means it belongs to only pa'al.
Oh.
No other equivalents exist in the system.
That's the one.
Okay? And it's mostly used as adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Kakatu b'toratecha Adonai imloch le'olam ba'ed. Kakatu. Okay. Okay. Achshav, this is only Pa'al special. Nifal has all of them.
Right.
Pl has all of them. Hifil, all of them.
Pu'al,
everything is. Nifal, all of them. Pu'al and Nufal, only
the first.
It pa'el, but Benoni Pa'ul is Pa'al special.
And one a good verb to work on is
Katav, katuv, ka katuv b'torat echad. And katav exists in all the binyanim. So take katav,
yeah,
and conjugate katav in all the binyanim. Seder?
Why do you put Beinoni next to Hoveh?
Because every Hoveh, what does these the names refer to? To morphology, to a morphological form, right? This morphological form that is uses a verb in present tense is also used as a noun. So we call it Beinoni. What is the name Beinoni? It's only terminology. Beinoni means bein.
It's
between this and that. So you can say, you know, shomer. Shomer.
Right.
Mi lo yanum velo yishan, shomer, shomer, Israel. Shomer is a Beinoni. Because we are, yeah, in biblical Hebrew.
Yeah, I'm just seeing how that term is used, that's all. I think
if you just ignore the fact that how is the term being used, just think about it as a name of something.
Because I do understand how it's used. As
that's all you need to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, don't let terminology confuse you. Okay, when you see shomer, that's being used as a noun in a story, yes, you're going to say, oh, that's Beinoni.
But then you have
Shamor. Okay, so now you're saying all of this. Now we're going to go biblical Hebrew.
Right.
And biblical Hebrew, they all have also makor, infinitive, absolute.
Right, we have that's the infinitive.
Right? We learn Shema Poal, which is infinitive construct. Construct with le.
Yeah.
Right?
You also
but
have
all of them in Biblical Hebrew has another one.
But the Pufal and Pu'am also have the infinitive absolute? Or
there it's kind of very few forms, and it is very special. It looks like something else. So it looks like past tense. And why do you need to know this, actually? It's because of translation.
Right.
How do you really translate these forms? Because if you're trying to move from Biblical Hebrew to modern Hebrew, so you can play with the verbs and some other words to emphasize things, but how would you do it in English, in a proper high English? That's where you come into trouble. That's why you need to know the form. So Pa'al is A'o, Shamor. Shamor v'zachor, v'dibur, echad, right?
That's
the infinitive absolute of Pa'al.
How does that get into the Beni?
It's infinitive absolute.
Right.
So if you look at this book,
Shamor,
if you're going to look in this book, and look at the first one, okay?
Yeah.
Look at the first one. Oh, if you have this here today?
No,
I don't.
Can you share? Do we have enough to share?
So we're on page 6, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, it's cool. These are...
Here, Jen, I will share here with you.
Oh, no.
Philip will share with Michael, and Emma and Lillian.
No,
here.
I have one.
You have one? Okay.
Hurry everywhere.
So look at the very first line, page 6, the first line. You see the root? It's first of all, it's called Gizra Shlemim, okay? And in parentheses, they tell you that the future is going to be in F-all music, okay? In parentheses, right on the first line, okay?
Well, how do you know that it's talking about the future? They're saying it's the future there.
Because in parentheses, that if you know F-all and F-all refers to what in Pa'al? Makor is infinitive, and they give you two infinitives. The one on the right is infinitive absolute, and the one on the left is infinitive construct. So what do you mean construct? The ones with bet, chaf, lamed, and mem, and that's the next column. When it's attached to bet, chaf, lamed, and mem. So the one, if you look again under Makor, you have two under the same common.
Yeah.
The one on the right is A'o in Ka'al, right? Shamor, Pakod, Zachor, etc., etc. That will be in, on the right. And on the left, it's without the lamets. Okay?
I do not see what you are looking at.
You see that? No, that's it. But here, it is here. So this form, on this form, you can add a plan. That's what's infinitive construct.
So there's no lamet in either of them. The lamet is not.
No, that's right. But look to the right, to the left of it.
And then what are you getting there?
Right, but what it says here, this is all the infinitive constructs, because infinitive constructs in biblical Hebrew take bet, take kaf, take lamet, and take mem. But without them, they also exist. In the Bible, you will see infinitive construct without lamed. With lamed, it happened to be called Shema Poal, the name of the action, because it's to do something.
So this is the same, this would be translated in the same way.
To guard
Shemur would be as translated as just same as lishamor.
Is it translated? No. So shamor. The infinity of absolutes. Why don't you wait for next course? These are translated as they are translated as imperative.
Imperative.
Ah, okay.
Well, think about it. Also, the infinitive construct lishmo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Le to guard. Take the le away. Guard.
Guard.
What's so, that?
Yeah, it is a commitment.
And now I'm going to challenge you. Now, how do you say guard tzivui? Shmor. So all you did, you took le.
You got rid of it.
You took le.
We went to the imperative.
Yeah,
this is, we went
and
to
it
le.
Became, you have two mobile shvats, so this became le. That's it. So, wait a minute, what are you telling us? Are you telling us that infinitive construct is actually in a the imperative form?
Yeah.
Whoa! Wait for next one.
Okay.
Really?
Just reiterate, because my notes were confusing me. Under the makor, the first one on the right is the infinite absolute.
Absolute, and it's used as imperative.
And then the one on the left,
serious
the
imperative.
Shmor is the one you with this.
You construct
you
with bet chaf lamed.
And then, of course, they repeated it all. With the
and they show you how it is, because some people really need it. Yes.
So yeah, that's what I was asking the same question.
So yes,
it was actually because
they constructed
the
it.
The one on the left is the
base
infinitive
form.
Construct base form
base
without bachlam.
Without the lamed.
Without bachlam. Without bet chaf lamed or mem. Because
but you wouldn't
classical
write
Hebrew.
You wouldn't write that on the
left. Which one on the which left? Where are we talking?
Under the makor.
Under the makor, there's
two
forms.
I see. Okay.
The one on the left is the bet, is what you add the bachlam to, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So bishmor, kishmor, lishmor, mishmor.
Okay.
In front of them, bachlam.
That's what's mishmor. What is?
How do you translate?
No. What is the? I understand this goes to
lishmor.
You're going to wait for this is a whole other thing we're not dealing with.
That's right.
Okay.
All
so
you need to know that this is infinitive.
No, and this goes with this.
It goes with this.
Right.
It goes with either one of these letters, one of these four. Bet, chaf, lamed, or mem.
Okay.
So
this goes with.
This goes by itself always.
Oh, this does not refer to this.
No, never.
It's
absolute. Doesn't change.
So it doesn't do anything.
Oh, that's right. Never changes.
Okay.
You will
notice
the
Hebrew stuff from
right
there.
Right.
You see that there are some spelling changes.
Yeah, right. So
yeah.
It can be. We've only learned really one of them, but there are four possibilities. Right, there are four possibilities with that base.
That's right.
But
with that base,
really
you have four possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have learned only one of them called Shema Poel. Because if you know Shema Poel, you will know exactly how the other ones behave when you plug them on.
You
only need to know what the meaning
now.
Is, and I'll tell you it's only a temporal meaning. Okay? And I want to go back to our story before you will have another break.
We're not
going
to.
No, we don't get a break this time.
Okay.